are launching an hour number three of the show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news coming out of Washington, D.C. We do like to bring you the good news when it happens because, well, it just doesn't happen very often. And I don't really even know how good this news is. I have to say I'm somewhat skeptical. And so I'm gonna just read some of this story to you guys and see how see what your response is here. So
I'm waiting with bated breath.
So the story is from the Wall Street Journal, where the Obama administration's new drug czar says he wants to banish the idea that the U.S. is fighting a war on drugs. A move that would underscore a shift favoring treatment over incarceration in trying to reduce illicit drug use. In his first interview since being confirmed to the head to head the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, Gil Karolowski said Wednesday the bellicose analogy was a barrier to dealing with the nation's drug issues. He says, regardless of how you try to explain to people that it's a war on drugs or a war on a product, people see a war as a war on them.
And it
is. Because it is?
It is indeed a war on people. It's a war on our friends. It's a war on our family members who have chosen to make certain choices that some people might disagree with. And it's an outrageous war that results in last year alone, 1.5 million Americans being arrested, many of them ending up behind bars as a result of that. And most of those arrests, like 80%+, are for simple possession. Over 800,000 of those arrests are for marijuana. So it sounds like, you know, on the good side here, that this Gil guy, Mr. Karolowski.
He looks like a nice guy, by the way.
Karolikowski. Mr. Karolikowski is saying that, you know, they don't want to keep having this. He sounds like he's saying that the war on drugs is a bad idea. But
that's not what I heard at all.
Well, right. It sounds like he's saying that, but what I'm hearing, my interpretation of what he's saying is that, well, we just don't want to call it the war on drugs anymore.
We don't want you guys accusing us of ruining your family's lives anymore, so we're going to give it a nice fluffy name. War is such a mean word.
Karolikowski's comments are a signal to the Obama administration is set to follow a more moderate and likely more controversial stance on the nation's drug problems. Prior administrations talked about pushing treatment and reducing demand while continuing to focus primarily on a tough criminal justice approach. The Obama administration is likely to deal with drugs as a matter of public health rather than criminal justice alone, with treatment's role growing relative to incarceration. So again, not exactly.
So I get caught with a joint. You're going to force me into rehab. That sounds wonderful. Thanks.
Well, I agree. I can tell you that you'd prefer to go to rehab, you know, some kind of outpatient rehab, than you would to jail.
I'm not sure about that at all. Actually, if you're talking about like I have to go live in a rehab center for several months, that doesn't sound any better to me at all. That
versus
sounds
a
like
couple
jail,
weeks.
Except where they're going to be giving me medication and crap.
Likely on your first offense, you wouldn't be dealing with an inpatient situation.
Already, the administration has called for an end to the disparity in how crimes involving crack cocaine and powdered cocaine are dealt with. Does that mean that they're going to make it so that powder cocaine is as punishable as crack, or that they're going to reduce the penalties for crack? See, they're very nebulous here in how they're going to be approaching this. I mean, when they say that treatment's role is going to grow relative to incarceration, what does that really mean?
That they're
going to
treat as many people as they put away?
That's what it's sounding
That's
like,
exactly
isn't it?
That's exactly what it sounds like. So we're gonna keep this 800,000 people or whatever in jail, and we're also going to put that many people in rehab.
Treatment, yeah, that's exactly. That was the impression I was getting when I read this, and I'm glad I wasn't the only one, and glad I'm not the only one who's reading it that way. Because they try to make it sound like with the headline on this story, White House czar calls for an end to the war on drugs. When I saw that headline, I thought, what is that? And this sounds like great news, and I started reading and was getting progressively.
He's not really calling for the end of anything.
No, he's calling for a change of the name of the war on drugs.
Right. Our PR agency said that this war on drug thing was a bad idea. So we're going to call it the Get America Off Drug Campaign.
The administration also said federal authorities would no longer raid medical marijuana dispensaries in the 13 states where voters have made medical marijuana legal.
Small step of progress.
But they haven't actually stopped. They said they would stop a couple months ago or a few weeks back, and since then a couple of dispensaries have been raided in California. Agents had previously done so under federal law, which doesn't provide any exemptions to its marijuana prohibition. During the campaign, Obama talked about ending the federal ban on funding for needle exchange programs, which are used to stem the spread of HIV among intravenous drug users. The drug czar doesn't have the power to enforce any of these changes himself, but Mr. Karolikowski plans to work with Congress and other agencies to alter the current policies. So even though he's the drug czar, he can't actually just say, you know what, we're done with this enforcement. Not that he would say that, but he couldn't do that anyway.
So who could do that?
Congress.
So however many hundred people can make that decision?
The people that have failed to make that decision up to this point are now slated with that decision.
Karolikowski says he'll work with the agencies. He hasn't yet focused on U.S. policy toward fighting drug-related crime in other countries. Was most recently the police chief in Seattle, a city known for experimenting with drug programs. In 2003, voters there passed an initiative making the enforcement of simple marijuana violations a low priority. Now, I wonder how that actually works out. Like, because I've heard of it happening before, where voters will put a referendum on the ballot, and it'll say, marijuana enforcement is now your lowest priority, police department. Now go out and catch some real criminals. How many of, does that actually change things? Does it actually change how the results of, as far as the amount of people that are arrested and things like that? Or is it just that the cops basically say, well, we got nothing else to do, let's go bust some potheads?
I don't know.
Because they don't give you any numbers here as far as backing that up. Anybody in Seattle want to chime in on this and give us some more information on what things were like or what things are like there in Seattle as far as marijuana arrests are concerned? I'd like to know. Do they actually take that kind of thing seriously? Because we know that when a resolution is passed on the state level, like recently happened in Massachusetts, for instance, where they are decriminalizing marijuana, it's still illegal, but it'll get you a fine instead of immediate jail time. They'll write you a citation, basically. The police were outraged about this. The police were talking about how they could get around it and how this is going to ruin their policing. So it's not – the cops aren't just out there just following the orders, because the orders from the voters were stop this.
Yeah.
So they're not just following orders. The cops are out there lobbying for the war on drugs. And so when they say, when you tell the cops, make this your lowest priority, I just don't trust that they're going to do that.
Right. And the fact is, they shouldn't be lobbying for anything. They are a portion of the executive branch. They have nothing to do with creating the laws. They shouldn't. Their opinion doesn't matter.
It
doesn't.
Also seems like a conflict of interest. Just a little bit, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, the police are people who arrest people, and their agencies take in lots of money from arresting people. So it seems like a bit of a conflict of interest there for them to be allowed to have an opinion or be able to voice their opinion and it have an effect on how lawmakers make their decisions.
Yep. Well, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, none of the lawmakers have bothered to care about that particular point. Because
well, they benefit from it, too.
The lawmakers benefit from it?
Well, I don't...
Yeah, I guess they get the benefit from being tough on drugs or whatever during some of the political campaigns.
And the government agencies in general get more money when...
but the lawmakers don't get a chunk of
the... They don't get the chunk of the cash,
right.
But most of them probably are government bureaucrats. They have an interest in government, obviously.
And not to mention that that money goes to support the programs that the lawmakers pass, and they don't have to allocate as much money to the police departments. So that what they do is they manage to get larger budgets elsewhere.
So the cops are always Johnny on the spot when it comes to lobbying to keep the war on drugs going. And for whatever reason, the people in the government, because there are other government people, I guess, is the primary reason, grant all kinds of credibility to the police. It doesn't matter what the rest of us little peons have to say about legalization or decriminalization. All the solid, well-researched, backed-up points that we make are just apparently pale in comparison to many of these politicians when they listen, to these cops, and they just believe everything the cops say. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. A little bit of, that was the good news. Bad news is coming up.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free lines 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Most people didn't get into their line of work in order to do collections. SACL can do it for you. You can give them a call. Their telephone number is right on their website. You can go to their banner at freetalklive.com, and it'll take you right there. It's SACL CAI. They're the major sponsor of the show.
All right, so this story that has the greatest title ever just continually gets worse and worse as you dig deeper into it. It's the Wall Street Journal. Title of the story is White House Czar Calls for an End to the War on Drugs. Well, as you dig into the first few paragraphs, you find out that, well, he just wants to kind of change the way the war is perceived. He's frustrated by the fact that people in America perceive it as a war on people. Well, that's, of course, as Julia pointed out, exactly what it is. So I'm glad people are perceiving it correctly. So he's going to try to change how people perceive the war on drugs. We'll call it something different.
As he throws their children into prison.
Yeah. And so then you keep digging here, and he says that they are claiming that they are no longer going to raid medical marijuana dispensaries, but they haven't actually stopped doing that yet, so I'll believe it when I see it. Also, it says here the story that he used to be the police chief of Seattle, and in Seattle, they apparently the voters passed a referendum saying that marijuana violation should be the lowest police priority. Now, I still haven't heard from anybody as to whether that actually ended up changing anything about how the police enforce the drug laws. But it's important to point out that old Mr. Karolakowski, the new drug czar, opposed the city's 2003 initiative on police priorities. So they try to paint him as this progressive kind of, progressive-minded police officer. He didn't have anything to do with that thing being passed. He opposed the marijuana decrim there. And his officers, however, say drug enforcement, especially for pot crimes, did take a back seat. According to president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, one result was an open-air drug market in the downtown business district. He said, sergeant said, an average rank-and-file officer is saying he can't control two blocks of Seattle. How's he going to control the nation? Well, how did John Walters control the nation, his predecessor?
How did people in prison?
How did the other guy, Barry McCaffrey, control the nation, the other drug czar that was during the Clinton administration? You can't control drugs. It's not possible. The black market, supply and demand, it doesn't matter how much, how many people you throw in prison, there's always going to be a demand for the product in the marketplace, and as long as there's a demand, there will be a supply. And I don't care if you lock up every single drug user, the demand is not going to go away. If anything, you put a bunch of drug users in jail, they're going to want more drugs, because then they don't really have anything left to live for. And I'm not saying everybody that's a drug user is an abuser. There are lots of responsible drug users out there. In fact, I would say most of the people that are getting arrested for drugs are probably responsible drug users with jobs and things they have to do, bills they have to pay. Karolakowski opposed the initiative. Senator Tom Coburn, the lone senator to vote against Karolakowski, was concerned about the permissive attitude toward marijuana enforcement. Others say they're pleased by the way the Seattle police balanced the available options. ACLU spokesperson in Washington State said that I think he believes there's a place for using the criminal sanctions to address the drug abuse problem, but he's more open to giving a hard look to solutions that look at the demand side of the equation. So they want to give a hard look at those options, which, as you were saying, means forcing people into treatment centers.
Which sounds exactly like jail to me.
Yeah, except if they are drugging you in the treatment centers, that could be even worse.
Well,
because who knows what they're going
to
give you.
I don't know if you've ever spoken to anyone who's been to a mandatory drug treatment center, but it's not a pleasant experience at all. And it is like a jail, and they do drug you. And just I don't think it sounds any better at all. I think it sounds the same, if not maybe
worse. Because what if you refuse the drugs? Then they're going to strap you down and force them into you?
I guess they would.
Yes, they would.
That's really scary. And, of course, they're going to try to pass this off as being, we're public health-minded. We just want to help your health. That's all. Well, my health is fine. Thanks very much. I can make my own decisions for myself. I'm a big boy. I can decide what kind of chemicals I want to put into my body. And so can you. And if you own yourself, if you truly own yourself, then you should be able to make those decisions.
Obviously, you don't own yourself.
Indeed.
Or at least they don't think you do.
Well, no. And obviously you don't, because if they catch you, then they'll do what they want with you, whether it's put you in a jail cell or force you into some sort of treatment center. Now, this guy, his career began back in St. Petersburg, Florida, and he recalled one incident as a Florida undercover officer during the 70s that spurred his thinking that arrests alone won't fix matters.
He said, well, that's good news.
He said, well, yeah, see, they try to make it sound good, but then you just have to listen to what he says. Karolikowski said, while we were sitting there, the guy we are buying from is smoking pot, and his toddler comes over, and he blows smoke in the toddler's face. You go home at night, and you think of your own kids and your own family, and then you realize the depth of the problem.
Did he just say something about blowing smoke in toddlers' faces?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever met anybody who's done that, and I've known a lot of pot smokers with kids.
I believe it, though. I believe there's
I'm sure that somebody somewhere blew some pot smoke in their toddler's face, but the kid's probably fine.
Right, well, likely so, he is. I mean, there's not much, there's no chance of him dying, and I don't think it's a good idea.
What
but
I like about it is just how they just pick the worst scenarios ever and try to really tug on your heartstrings. You know,
make it sound like that's commonplace.
Poor little kids all over the place are getting pot smoke blown in their face.
Right, to make it sound like that's happening a lot, when in point of fact, as you say, it's never happened in your experience.
It's probably worse for the child to have tobacco smoke blown in their face.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
And I'm sure that happens more often.
Well, absolutely true. I mean, of course, the many people out there would like to see, you know, people not being able to smoke in their cars with children and things like that.
So when he says that you realize the depth of the problem and that spurred his thinking that arrests alone won't fix matters, that's not him saying we need to arrest less people.
Fewer.
That's him saying fewer people. That's him saying that we need to arrest people and then force them into treatment.
And put them into treatment centers.
So it sounds like they're going to, again, what they said earlier was that they wanted to make treatment commensurate with the arrests. So it sounds like they're going to start arresting and forcing people into treatment as though that's going to solve some sort of issue with people using drugs.
Well, I would think that what they would do, they would have to arrest people in order to force them into treatment.
Right. So it's going to be the worst of both worlds now is basically what it's sounding like.
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to arrest people, put them in jail for the night or whatever, process them, let them out. Then they're going to have trials where at their trial they demand that you go to a treatment center.
In most cases, if I can speak from experience here, in most cases people will plead out to something that is treatment without an adjudication. So they won't end up with a record. This is, you know, first time offense for white people. This is how it goes.
I gotta say, when they promise that you're not gonna end up with a record, that's not necessarily the best way to go. I have experience with that.
Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure, but the
okay. We'll come back with that in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Sounds like they're gonna escalate the war on drugs, but come up with a new caring sounding name for it. It's the caring process of helping people get over addiction.
I think there'll just be a disparity between races.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive for free.
Are you facing a debt crisis? DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They are the debt crisis consultants. In some cases, you don't have to pay it, make another payment on your credit cards. The bankruptcy laws have changed. You need DebtCrisisSolutions.com at 718-615-0123, 718-615-0123, DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
So even though this new drug czar, Mr. Karolakowski, is not saying anything at all about actually reducing the amount of arrests for drug so-called crimes, which of course aren't really crimes because they don't involve a victim, that's a whole other issue. Even though he's not saying anything about reducing arrests, and he is saying something about more treatment, which means forcing people, not only arresting people, but forcing them into treatment. That's how we're reading this story from the Wall Street Journal. That's our interpretation. It seems pretty clear based on the things that he's saying. Even though that's what he's saying, listen to this response, and then we'll get into Julia's story. Listen to this response from one of the Fraternal Order of Police, the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police nationwide. It's the nation's largest law enforcement labor organization. He says that while he holds Mr. Karolakowski in high regard, police officers are wary. He says, "While I don't necessarily disagree with Gill's focus on treatment and demand reduction, I don't want to see it at the expense of law enforcement. People need to understand that when they violate the law, there are consequences."
So that really just outlines everything there.
Yep.
This guy doesn't care whether or not the law is moral, whether or not it's practical, whether or not it's a good idea. It doesn't matter. If it's on paper, he will enforce it.
And now that it's there, he doesn't want it to go away.
And he doesn't want anything to come at its expense.
Law enforcement's expense.
Right. He doesn't want law enforcement,
meaning budgets getting cut and people losing jobs.
I guess that's what he means.
That's exactly what he means.
Power and money. That's what this whole political thing's about. He doesn't want to lose either one of those. And he knows that the way that he has power and money is through the drug war. I mean, obviously, the Fourth Amendment's been just cut to ribbons through this thing. And, people are no longer secure in their persons, papers, and effects or whatever. It's sad.
Sure is. Now, Julia, you'd mentioned a few moments ago that you had gotten into a situation, I guess, that involved taking a deal, and they claimed that there would be no record if you took the deal
right.
from the state. What did you want to say about
that? I forget how we got into it, but it was brought up that that's very distracting. Ian's adjusting something very close to my face, and I cannot talk while people's hands are that close to my face.
Okay, go ahead.
We were talking earlier about whether or not if somebody, like if you get in trouble with the law, for example, and sometimes they'll offer you this deal where they say, all right, well, this is your first offense, so we're going to go easy on you, teach you a lesson. And they say, why don't you do some community service or pay these fines or whatever. They offer you a deal or what they claim is a deal. And you take it, you do what they ask, and then it gets removed from your record. I was in a situation where I was with two people. We all got arrested, the three of us, for possession of marijuana. And the two people that I was with did not have anything on their record. I had already had a possession of marijuana charge on my record. Mm-hmm. Now, when we went to the court, the judge straight up asked us. He didn't do any background checks, so I could have lied. After we were done, my instant thought was maybe I should have lied. Maybe I should have done what they did.
Because they lied to the judge?
Right, he said, have you ever been charged with anything before? And I said, I have a misdemeanor, possession of marijuana, first offense. And this was my second time. And the people I were with did not have, that was their first offense.
So they didn't lie.
So they did not, none of us lied. We were all honest about that. Now, I got away with a $300 fine, and they just said, all right, you owe us $300, and you can pay it in over this next month, and it's on your record. You have a misdemeanor on your record. You're just going to have to live with that. And my brother, and this happened to my brother and my boyfriend at the time, to them, they said, all right, well, you do a little bit of community service, and when you're done with your community service, then this will be erased from your record. So when we left, I thought, well, I should have just said I didn't have any charges, so I could have just gotten the community service and not paid the $300.
Right.
But then, a month later, they get letters in the mail that said something about probation, including blood drug testing, which is extremely expensive.
Whoa. And invasive.
We were shocked. We were confused. We called the probation officer, mm-hmm. and it turns out that little deal puts you on probation, and the judge just failed to mention that. So
they've added some terms, because they can do that, right?
Yeah.
They can just change the terms, and no big deal.
All he said was community service. That was it. And they had to do community service. The probation officer claimed that we would have to do the blood drug testing because since it was out of state,
mm-hmm.
they said that you'll never be able to find someone to do urine testing where they actually watch you. We found someone real quick, so they didn't have to do the blood drug testing. They had to do the urine drug testing where someone watches you.
Okay.
The probation officer tried to convince us that we weren't going to be able to find that, but we found it pretty quick because there's quite a price difference. We had to pay for it. They had to pay for it themselves, and there's quite a price difference between urine drug testing and blood drug testing.
Urine is cheaper?
Yes, okay. Much, much cheaper. So they were able to do the blood drug testing. They did the community service. And when it was all said and done, the probation officer didn't give a crap about us at all because we lived out of state. And when it was all said and done, she said, all right, well, you've done your community service, and I got three clean drug tests from you, so we're just gonna finish this off. I'll process the paperwork and send it to you. We never got that paperwork, never, ever. Waited 5 months, called over and over and over again. Have you sent the paperwork yet? Have you sent the paperwork?
They claimed they did.
They claimed that they were. She was doing it, basically.
So they never ever claimed
so
that they sent
they
it?
They don't even know if there's a warrant out for their arrest in this particular state. They have no idea because they never got any sort of closure on this case at all.
The bureaucrats are frequently filing the paperwork incorrectly or not filing it at all, and
right,
you can't
and
hold them accountable.
Like 5 states away, so it wasn't where we could just go down to the courthouse and talk to somebody about it. We just had to let it drop. Now, I have a misdemeanor of possession of marijuana on my record, but nobody gives a crap. So I feel like I got the better end of the lollipop there. They wished that they had gone my route and just had paid the stupid fine and gotten it over with. And they got screwed by that.
So they could drive through whatever state that is and possibly get popped for a warrant.
Right, and not even have any clue.
Wow. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to call in, tell your story about what your experience was like when you got popped, or you can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Anthony in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey. What's on my mind is I just recently saw this video of a I believe it's L.A. police officer. They were involved in a long chase with, turned out he was apparently a Mexican guy, maybe a Mexican-American, but a gang member. The guy bails out of the car. He runs a little while and then lies down, you know, on his stomach, hands, you know, extended. He was, giving in to the police.
Yep.
And a police officer runs up, and this video is, available in YouTube and also other places.
Mm-hmm.
The police officer runs up to him and, you know, kicks him in the head as he's, you know, coming
he
up
sure
to
did. Full speed,
arrest
just
him.
Kicks him
and,
right in the head. Your thoughts?
Sorry?
Your thoughts about it?
I mean, you know, just totally impossible to rationalize it and justify it. It's just crazy.
I bet you they'll put him on administrative leave. He'll get paid while he doesn't even have to work, and they'll put him in a desk jockey for a few weeks until putting him back on the streets.
Yeah, that's my maybe prediction. Unfortunate. The reason I called about it is I saw it on a news video and online news video, and they of course had like a little discussion about it, and somebody who supported saying look at all the lives being endangered on the course of the. And all that.
Right, so he deserved a kick to the head. Oh, it's just so... The apologists for the police state are so disgusting. If you have more you wanted to share, hang on, we'll bring you back. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we continue here in the final moments of the show. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now. I don't know if we still have Anthony on the line with us. Anthony, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what we've been talking about here is this recent police abuse video that you can, I don't know what you're supposed to search for when you're looking for it. Do you happen to have it in front of you to where you might be able to go?
I can probably find it very quickly.
Kicked in the head is likely going to be, okay, maybe kick to the head will bring it up or something like that.
You seem pretty good at completing these, searches.
Are you talking right into your phone? It got a little muffled there for a moment.
Oh, sorry about that. Police kicking. So I think police and kicking that comes up easily.
You can pull this up. A guy just lays himself down after being chased for a little while by the police and lays himself down, spreads his arms, spreads his legs, clearly submitting, clearly giving up, and the first cop that arrives just gives him a boot right to the head. And you were talking about some of the responses, some of the comments on the video from the police state defender saying things like, think about all the people he put in danger by running around like that.
Sure. And the other thing, too, is, I've personally lived, I was in L.A. before, and, it's like, they deal with so much, crazy things because, L.A. is a little bit, nuts, I guess. and the police, face so much stress and everything. And so that was sort of, one of the, points they made about it. But the other thing I wanted to ask just bring up was that you can also see in the video the police officer then high fives his partner. After they have him in cuffs. Yeah, you can see if you watch the video longer, you can also see the high five and, the point you made earlier was really interesting about how just common, video is now. And that's the only thing you can really point to as having hope that, this kind of behavior will be, held more accountable. If these things keep on happening and happening, it will either a police officer will think more about what they do or that, the incidents will mount, and then it might change, you know, procedure of the departments. I don't know.
Absolutely. Behavior changes when video cameras are around. Unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't change it in a positive way. They still get some of them get angrier as a result of video cameras. But I think generally video cameras have a positive effect on the government bureaucrats, whether we're talking about the police or just, you know, the ladies running the tax collection office. I think video cameras have a very chilling effect on the amount of tyranny that they're able to get away with. And the more cameras we have, the more access we have to the internet to put that video out there, the better. Though, in general, a whole lot hasn't changed yet. In general, we're still seeing more abuses, more violence, more police. We're seeing more of it now because it's been happening the whole time. It's just that now there are more cameras out there, so we're seeing more of it. But what's frustrating the most to me is how people just don't know what to do about it. I mean, if you look at these videos of the police abuse, you'll inevitably see the comments from the people that are the apologists for the abuse, the supporters of the police, but you'll also see what are the majority of the comments are people that are angry. They are so upset at what the police are doing and how abusive they are and how terrible they are. And they talk a good game about, you know, doing something about it or just how angry they are. But they don't actually know what the solution is. They don't understand how you can translate your anger into real productive action that can make a change for the better in the world. And I find that a little bit frustrating personally, but there's not much we can do about it besides talk about the solutions on this show. Any other thoughts, Anthony?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call tonight. And, of course, the solution is
the Free State Project.
The Free State Project. It's to get together with like-minded people all in the same geographic location so political change can occur, non-cooperation, civil disobedience can occur, activists can back one another up, we can have multiple cameras in multiple different places, and we can start doing things on an activism level that have never been possible before.
And so that we can get candidates elected on a local and state level.
I did say political action.
I guess. I'm just making it clear that there are, six members of the Free State Project, whether they're friends or actual movers. I'm not 100% sure.
I think it's four.
Four movers and two friends of the Free State Project that are representatives in the State House.
I think Julia should run for state rep.
God, no.
Julia needs some recovery time from her last run.
Andrew Carroll is running, though. Marijuana civil disobedience hero activist Andrew Carroll.
When we first moved here, a group of us agreed to run for city council, and every single person chickened out, except for me, which is part of the reason why I ran anyway, because I thought, well, you know, am I going to really be the only one who has the balls to do this?
You were.
And you know what? It was horrible. So I regret that, and I'm not running for anything anytime soon, ever.
There are some people who do enjoy that, and they are here, and more people are coming, and so I think 2010 is going to be the biggest year yet for Free Staters running in political elections here, and we'll see how things pan out. In the meantime, get yourself up here, because there's a lot going on in between elections. See, where you are, that's probably all that's happening. Where you are, there's the occasional, you know, Libertarian Party meeting, and they sit around and they talk. And then once every 2 years, they'll run a candidate, and they'll get 3%, and then they'll try again 2 years later, and they'll get 3%.
I remember, you know, donating time, money, and, you know, yard space for the candidate, you know, state house run in Sarasota. And I'd put my little sign out, and I'd go out there, and I was excited. I'd go to the winning, the victory party, which what never was. the solace party, I don't know. And it over and over and over again until you just realize absolutely nothing is going to change.
Spinning your wheels.
There's just not enough people here that care.
So from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you will find more activism than you've ever seen here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Come up and see it for yourself. Coming up here this June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, you will be able to experience the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's an event that just keeps getting better and better year after year. More people continue to come up here to attend this. It's going to be happening in the woods, basically. It's a kind of a camp-out style, hangout, fun, people just getting to know each other, socializing, libating, maybe doing a few other things, and really enjoying one another's company. Jason Osborne was there last year from Sacred Michael CAI. I believe he's coming back this year. I haven't gotten the official word from him on this yet, though. Maybe he'll call in to tell us about what he's got planned at some point here. But I believe the Fun Tent is coming back. I believe there are plans that are in the works for this. Have you heard a confirmation, like a 100% confirmation on the Fun Tent yet, Mark?
No, Jason has not confirmed that with me. He's somewhat wishy-washy on that subject.
Okay. So we're expecting a Fun Tent. Either way, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a good time because Liberty...
He wants the Fun Tent to be fun, and if it's not going to be fun, it's not going to be the tent.
Well, I think it's going to be fun because this time
I think Jason should come anyway, even if he doesn't do a fun tent.
I think he will.
Because hanging out with Jason is always a good time.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and hanging out with these people in general is a good time. The Liberty activists getting together all in the same campground, basically, and having, talking about activity and brainstorming and getting to know one another. A lot of people are already here in New Hampshire. They're going to be there. So whenever the activists that you hear on this show, Pete and Jason, for instance, from MotorhomeDiaries.com, they're Free State Project members. They're moving here after the Motorhome Diaries project is done with. They're moving to Keene, New Hampshire. So they're coming from in their motorhome in Marv. They're coming here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They will be there, so you'll get to meet them. Free Talk Live. We will be there broadcasting live. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. A lot of the people that you hear, again, us talking about on this show, the activists that are up here really doing something about achieving liberty in our lifetime, all going to be in the same place all together at once. It's a great opportunity to come up, not only see New Hampshire during summertime, which it's like anywhere else, it gets a little hot sometimes, but not necessarily in June. Nights in New Hampshire during the summer are so nice compared to the South, which is where you and I come from, Mark. In the South, when it's nighttime in the summer, it's balmy, it's wet, it's hot, it's humid.
It's hot in the summer and then hot during the day and cool at night, and those are good things.
Yeah, I had to wear jeans last year at nighttime because I was a little chilly standing out there.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me a couple of times. Don't think that just because it's summer that it's necessarily going to be extremely warm. You probably should bring a light jacket or something.
During the day, it will be warm.
You won't need that light jacket during the day.
I think last year, actually, it wasn't even warm during the day in the beginning of the week.
Really?
There was one or two days where it was pretty chilly out.
Wasn't it earlier, though, last year as well?
It was in June.
Of course, this year it's going to be up north, so it might actually be a little bit cooler.
I would recommend anyone who is coming to bring shorts, pants, a jacket, short sleeve shirts, bring a variety.
That is one of the things about New Hampshire is you've got to be prepared for the weather. What is it they say up here? If you don't like the weather, give it 5 minutes. That's an exaggeration.
But it really does fluctuate a lot. I mean, it's 90 degrees 2 weeks ago, and it's like 40 right now.
And those games that you can play with people like the balls that you throw back and forth with the rackets and stuff like that, they'll be
bring that stuff too. Yeah. Frisbees, whatever.
And the buttless chaps.
Well, that's a special tent. Ask Gail about that. All right, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction. Contact with Chaos by Michael Z. Williamson. Available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.